A word for you from Leviticus chapter 10 verse 2. And fire came out from before the Lord and consumed them, and they died before the Lord. The story is in the midst of wonderful happenings where God showed his pleasure, poured out his fire, where he consumed the sacrifices, commanded that only his fire should be used with the offering of incense. And then these two young men, the sons of Aaron, good men they were, there was nothing written against them, they took fire, but it wasn't God's fire. And then they laid incense on it, and as we read now, fire came out from the Lord and consumed them. They died. God will have nothing to do with strange fire. He only wants his own fire. Don't think that you can please the Lord with your zeal, with your understanding, with the things that you can do. He has got enough glory for himself. He has got all of creation worshipping him. We read in Exodus 30 verses 8 and 9 how Aaron had set up the lamps at twilight, burning a regular incense. It was taken from God's fire. And then in verse 9 he says, God says, you shall not offer unauthorized incense on it. And yet these were the sons of Aaron who did the very thing that God had said they should not do. Some translations it says a strange fire. How often we see in our Christendom this time, in this age, this era, that there is a strange fire. It's been of old. Even thousands of years ago it was like that. And until today we find that there are strange fires offered in the name of the Lord, in the name of Christendom. And yet God disassociates himself from it. More than that, his wrath is upon it. And he answers it with fire. With his own fire. Remember that our God is a consuming fire. When God answered Moses there in the wilderness, how did he answer him? With fire, with a holy fire. Remember Jesus said that he's come to cast fire on earth. What a pity if you are just trying to copy that fire. Gwinkinga mau funugulinga nesanje. You need God's fire and nothing else will do. He is pleased with nothing else but his own consuming fire. Anything else will cause the fire of his displeasure, of his wrath.